We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope everyone is staying safe out there. 18 inches of snow for some of you, 2 feet for some of you out there. Again, if you don't have to drive, leave the roads empty and let the plow drivers do their work. But if you did have to drive into work during the storm this morning, if you want to tell us about how you cleaned up outside your house after the snowfall, we'll continue taking those calls and those texts at 803-0930. But, Buffalo, I have an interesting question for you. And you might not even expect this is coming, but I know you're out there. And I hope that you have, I hope you have a phone handy, and I hope you'll call in, because I'm interested in one thing, okay? When I was younger, I used to be obsessed with watching paid programs, all right? And we all know a few famous paid programs, right? Jim, do you have this ready? There was, of course, this one that was on every night. If you were up till 2 o'clock, you had this.
I'll put the platform on here. I'll put the top on.
So
and
easy.
As you can see, anybody can do this. I'll put it in my machine and...
Oh, we all remember the Showtime Set It and Forget It rotisserie, right? You got a million things on top of it for 5 easy payments of $29.99. Remember that? Paid programs. I've always been, I don't want to say obsessed with paid programs, but I have always, if there's a paid program on, I will probably stop and watch to see what they're trying to sell, okay? And, back, I don't know, well, I used to work overnights. 5 or 6 years ago, and I would I'd watch paid programs on Sunday nights. I would try to get myself back on the overnight schedule every week. Believe me, that did not work, and it was brutal. But I would watch paid programs because that was on at 3 a.m, and you would see all this stuff, and I would be mesmerized. I people joke about the paid programs, but I would watch it. You know, and they're trying to sell me some kind of skin, something that's better for my skin, makes me look younger, trying to sell me a saw, trying to sell me a 36-piece toolkit. The things they sell in these paid programs, but they do a great job, right? And they usually have a studio audience, and people are trying it. Oh, this is so good. Emeril now has his... cooking set, which he's selling on a paid program. So, you know, and he goes to the BAM and all that stuff. And they've got people you know, right? I mean, it's Carmen Electra selling you this skin, this stuff to make your skin look younger. Like, Carmen Electra's, I can't turn the channel, right? Emeril is, Bobby Flay is selling this new cooking set. I can't change the channel. I need to know from you, because I am not guilty of this on a paid program. Have you ever bought something from an infomercial? I have to know. Have you ever watched an infomercial, called the number on your screen, and purchased something based on an infomercial? 803-0930, star 930. Now, there was also this one. I've talked about this a million times. Time Life. You remember these, the CD collection.
Presenting Sounds of the 80s. All your favorite 80s hits in one incredible collection.
I mean, who's not purchasing that? Who's not picking up the phone and getting those? Well, that's when CDs were big. Now, You can just get it on your phone. I have to know, because I'll tell you, I'm a media nerd, right? I've talked about this. I love talk radio. I grew up listening to Rush and to Dr. Laura and to Stern and to Opie and Anthony. I am a media nerd, but it also, when it comes to TV, I loved watching those paid programs, those infomercials, right? And, you know, late at night, weekend afternoons, if there was no sporting events on, I'm watching the Set It and Forget It. I'm watching the ShamWow, the OxyClean, all that stuff. I got to know from you, what have you purchased from an infomercial? 803-0930, star 930. That's the call-in number. That is the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Jay in Boston, you actually have one.
I have the Set It and Forget It. Yes, I do.
Now, did you call the number on your screen?
Oh, absolutely. Call the number on the screen. The best thing about the call-in shows on the screen is you have to wait. And you have to wait until they say, but wait, you also get. And then you're golden.
So when you called in, all right, and they tell you, now when this gets sent to you, it's all the stuff they show you on the screen?
It's all the stuff. It's the Teflon pans. It's the heat-proof glove. It's the extra dish for the bottom for the grease. It's the whole nine yards. Comes in a box, sits on your front step, and the thing works like a charm.
That was my next question. Do you actually set it and forget it?
You actually set it and forget it. I've done prime rib in there. I've done turkey breast. I've done chickens. I probably now am slowing down with it. I probably only use it maybe 4 or 5 times a year. But the thing still works great. It works just as they advertised. And like I said, but wait, you also get.
So, Jay, you got it. And now you're still using it. It still works like a charm? When you do pull it out?
It certainly does. It's on a shelf in the basement. But again, that had to be probably 15 years ago. My mother-in-law was addicted at the time, lived with us, and was addicted to the QVC and all those shows. And I just got dragged in.
Jay, that is awesome. I didn't think within 10 minutes of starting this topic, I would talk to someone who has the Set It and Forget It. Jay, thanks for calling in, man. And next time you are cooking something in the Set It and Forget It, try to email us a picture.
Oh, I absolutely will. All right.
All right. Appreciate it. That's Jay in Boston. He's got Ron Popeil, rest in peace. He's got the Set It and Forget It. And he said he's slowing down a little bit on it, but still uses it 5 to 6 times. That is awesome. I told James, I said during the break, I said, hey, play this. We're going to talk infomercials. Did not think the first one we take was going to
machine. You saw how
was
going to
be Ron Popeil.
I'll just put it in this machine over here. I'll slide it back and set it and forget it. That's if you followed all the instructional material. You know, there are so many.
James, this is something else we've talked about with those infomercials. The cut-ins, right, where they add information. His lips aren't moving, but it says, I'll also throw in this knife.
Yeah, like he's got his back turned, but you can tell there's like, you can see his jaw like moving or... And they're so poorly edited.
They really are. I mean, obviously, you know, stuff with a audience, you're going to have to go in there and do some editing. But they work.
But they grab you.
They do.
I'm like, wait, did he just cook that chicken?
Let me tell you, if I was an adult with an income when these were like big, when the Showtime rotisserie infomercials were big, I think I would probably have one on my counter. I mean, those infomercials and the food they show that came out of that thing, and you can almost smell it through the TV.
Yeah, that's true. And the OxyClean thing, too. I could almost feel my clothes getting cleaner and everything
right.
in my life getting cleaner.
Billy Mays, man.
R.I.P. Billy Mays.
Billy Mays. And let me tell you, Billy Mays had a show on Discovery Channel where they were finding people's stuff, right? You brought in this invention you had, and if you were, you know, if they deemed it good enough, they would do a paid program for you. And he was doing that when he passed away. But that was actually a really good show, him and Anthony Sullivan,
yeah,
who sells the who now does OxyClean.
There was a popular CD collection that I think is still being produced. And
oh,
I think
well.
Everybody knows it. It started at number one, and now it's at like number, like now number 100.
Oh, now that's what I call music.
And the commercials for that just sucked you right in because they always played the hottest songs. There were some bad songs on those CDs, but they just grabbed you.
I'm so surprised that you're still making Now That's What I Call Music. Like when I'm at a Target, when I'm at Walmart, and I see Now That's What I Call Music, like you said, it's, you know, 101.
I think in Europe, they're at like 300 by now.
Wow.
I think Europe was ahead of us. I could be wrong, though.
But who's, I mean, I hate to take away from the CD industry, but people are still buying the CDs?
Yeah, like, I'd love CDs. You still call me old school.
Now, do you need CDs for your job, or do you actually still buy CDs for personal use?
I use them for my job, but it's more of a, I don't need them anymore, but I just get them to have them to collect them.
Okay.
Because they're valuable.
Do you buy vinyl?
No.
No?
I wouldn't know what to do with it. Oh, I'm only kidding. I would know what to do with it, but I just don't, it's not in my wheelhouse.
Have you ever bought anything from an infomercial?
No.
No.
No. A social media ad, yes, you could add that. I have been duped into buying things in social media ads, you know, like
that is the new infomercial.
Yeah, you see a pair of sunglasses. Oh wow, that's the greatest pair of sunglasses I've seen. They're exactly my style, and I don't know how these people know that I would like these, but
yeah.
Okay, I'll click the website. I bought them and they weren't that great. Unfortunately, you know.
But that's a good one. The Facebook, the Twitter ads that people are buying stuff, that is today's infomercial. That's just as, you know, like you said, it sucks you in, right?
It doesn't talk to me, though.
It does.
I liked the catchphrase is what grabbed me of the 80s, 90s infomercials.
Those late 90s, early 2000s infomercials, man, they were something else. 803-0930, ever purchase anything from an infomercial? We have Jay in Boston. He bought the Set It and Forget It. I want to know about you. 803-0930, star 930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And we've got a few good ones on here, too, that we will talk about. It is Beamer in for Bowerly, asking a question I never thought I would ask on the radio. But let me tell you, this is getting some... This is getting some real attention on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And it's something that we've all at least considered doing, right? I'm not going to say we've all done it, but we've all considered buying something from an infomercial, right? Jay in Boston went through and did it. But I think a lot of people considered buying the Set It and Forget It. I know, again, if I was older when those Time Life CDs were out, I would have bought the 80s Love one. I would have bought the 80s one. Those CDs, you know, it's 30 minutes of just clips of music, and you realize, wow, I like every song on this CD. Again, if I had a job and money 20 years ago when those infomercials were popular, I probably would have a collection of this stuff. Now you're talking about the QVC, the Home Shopping Network. Katie and I did make a purchase from QVC over the summer. We were babysitting my nephew, and QVC was doing Christmas in July. And, hey, we saw this cool little snow globe thing. It looked cool at the time. It was also 2 in the morning. And we put the order in for that. And let me tell you, it turned out to be a great purchase. It looked great on our counter this holiday season. So that was a great from TV purchase that we made from QVC. Again, not an infomercial, but pretty much an infomercial, right? I mean, it's the whole channel's based on selling product. But what about you? What did you get from those As Seen on TV? Call now, and we'll give you 2 more for the price of 1. Just pay the extra shipping and handling. 803-0930. Someone says, 25 years ago, I got a 2-disc CD set called Living in the 90s. It was pretty good. Another person says they had the ShamWow and OxyClean and Kaboom. Remember those? And those three really do go right well with each other, right? When you think OxyClean, you pretty much think Kaboom or ShamWow. It was right in the same era that those three spots were airing on TV, and they had those, you know, 30-minute infomercial of Billy Mays doing laundry and getting stains out of stuff. I mean, that was, and somehow they got you locked into these things, right? Like, wow, I get stains on my clothes all the time. I really could use this OxyClean. You know what I mean? They did a great job. I have to say, I wish I had that talent, because the year before the pandemic, 2019, infomercials brought in $250 billion. Can you believe that? $250 billion brought in by infomercials on television. And that was in 2019. Now, Jimmy and I are talking, you know, I'm talking about those infomercials in the late 90s, early 2000s. This from infomercials. This doesn't count Home Shopping Network. This doesn't count QVC. Infomercials brought in $250 billion. Proactive alone makes $1.7 billion in revenue from television ads a year. Can you believe that? I mean, that to me is amazing. And when I look at a number like that, $250 billion, I know the audience, I know someone out, you guys out there, have been guilty of buying these CD sets, buying the Set It and Forget It. I want to know your experience. Infomercial purchasing. What was it? How was it? And would you do it again? 803-0930, star 930, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is also open at 803-0930. And we're also taking your weather calls. And that's what Mario is calling in from Buffalo. Mario, what's it like where you are?
Plenty of snow. And I still have another half hour of shoveling.
So you've shoveled all this?
Pretty much, yeah. However, I'm at the stage now, I'm depending on a snowblower.
Yeah, I would be too, Mario. What's the road condition in front of your place look like?
The plows went down the street. However, it's still pretty much need to stay at home.
Well, and you have nowhere to go, right?
No, I'm retired.
Well, that's good. So you're doing your part shoveling, maybe getting a snowblower, but you're able to enjoy the rest of this inside, correct?
Yes.
All right, Mario. Thanks for that update, man. And be careful. Take your time.
I have more to say.
Oh, well, go right ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, the reason I'm calling is, I heard you earlier mentioning people driving around with their side as well as their back windows blocked.
Oh, let me tell you, I hate that.
And I have a neighbor that, for whatever reasons, doesn't shovel the back of his window, let alone his side windows, and he's made a habit of it. And I've come to the conclusion, if he gets in an accident and he's sued, you're not going to get nothing because he don't own nothing.
Yeah.
This is the opinion I have, people. My opinion of people that drive around reckless pertaining to not shoveling the back window, let alone their side windows, is that they own nothing, and when it's over and done with, they have nothing to lose.
Yeah, Mario, I thank you for the call. I think a lot of people that, hey, like I said, for years, that was me, not shoveling the top of my car, not brushing off my hood of my car. I was lazy. I think too many people are lazy, but, you know, you could be doing a lot of damage and hindering someone else's driving. Make sure you just wipe the top of that car off before you get on the road tomorrow. 803-0930.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back after this.
Clap on. Clap off. Clap on, clap off, the clapper.
Let you turn things on or off from anywhere in the room.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Chia Pets, the pottery that grows.
They're fun.
I'll just put it in this machine over here. I'll slide it back.
and set it and forget it. That's if you followed all the instructional material, you know.
Make sure you follow that instructional material, James. Thank you. Great
I'm a guy.
Great work. Follow the instruction material, then you'll be fine with studying it and forgetting it.
The instructions go into the garbage can, along with all the packaging that it came with. I don't need to follow those.
All right. James, that was awesome. That was an awesome montage there. What have you bought from an infomercial? 803-0930, star 930. Brenda in Cheektowaga. Brenda, what did you buy from an infomercial?
Well, I bought the Ron Popeil Set It and Forget It in 1996.
Now, let me ask you, how was the product when you bought it in 96?
I love it. I was telling you the caller, I absolutely love it, still use it, still have it, but sans instructional material because you can't set it and forget it. You got to watch it.
You do have to watch it, so you can't set it and forget it.
Yeah, because the whole thing gets really hot. I mean, and there are little statements all around the outside saying, don't touch, caution hot. But as far as cooking, it does chickens like the rotisserie at Wegmans. It's great. It works.
Awesome. Now, let me ask you, I forgot to ask Jay this. They had the thing that they would sell that you could steam vegetables on top of it. Did you do that on yours?
I got it. I used it once. That wasn't really as advertised. I mean, because the outside got hot, I can see how it would work, but the steamer never really worked. I never used it. I have cooked expensive pieces of beef in it, and it worked really well. It gets a nice char on the outside, and if you watch for temperature, it's medium on the inside. It really does a good job for that, but it's not set it and forget it.
So you bought this in 96, and in 2022, it's still working.
Still working, still have it, yes. Love it.
Brenda, that is awesome. So you would rate that as a good infomercial purchase?
I would, yes.
All right. Brenda and Cheektowaga, I appreciate that. Opening the line for you at 803-0930. That is disappointing, James, that the steamer is not as advertised. Because you and I all last week were watching bits and pieces of that infomercial.
We've watched so many infomercials in the last 7 days, I don't know what to do with myself. But I want to know how many people have said it and forgotten about it and burned their house down.
Oh, geez, James.
Is that a sick thing to wonder? I mean,
that is a sick thing to wonder, yeah.
If you're forgetting this electronic oven thing that's warming food hot enough to get food up to like 165 degrees, there's some heating element in it. Somebody's house probably burned down somewhere because of it.
Yeah, I hope not. I don't think of things like that. But so far, we've got two calls for the set it and forget it. Do you think that was the most popular of the infomercials? Because so far, our two calls have been the set it and forget it. Now, on the text board, people are talking about other things Ron Popeil sold. I mean, was he the king of infomercials? Someone said that he had a spray paint for bald spots. He had something called the Pocket Fisherman that this person got for Christmas 1 year. The Vegematic slices and dices, whatever else you want. Another person says that they got the Mr. Microphone, Ron Popeil. Was he the king of infomercials? I think so. All these things that he sold on TV that people are talking about. The Chia Pet, another very popular one on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And now we're going to go to Neil and Nathan in Forestville. But when we come back from that call, there's something on the text board that my parents used to get in the mail. Not so much an infomercial, but would get these in the mail. We'll talk about that. But Nathan in Forestville, do you have the set it and forget it oven as well?
I sure do.
Now tell me, Nathan, when did you get that?
That was back in the 90s. And then we bought another one probably about 15 years ago. And it is 100% as advertised. I don't know why somebody called and said the steamer doesn't work. It works phenomenal. It's, you just can't leave it, the stuff on steaming on top for as long as you cook the meat, or you'll turn it to mush. But, that's the only thing you have to watch. But prime rib, turkeys, chickens, burgers, everything else, literally set it and you do forget it. You walk away.
Now, Nathan, did you get this because of the infomercial?
Yep, 100%. I was actually in college when I bought one of them, and we snuck it into the dorm room, so it was phenomenal for that purpose as well. So
I was going to say,
if anybody else tries that.
the worst rule of dorms is you couldn't have hot plates or any kind of ovens like that, and you were just stuck with a microwave. You guys were living the high life.
Sure were. I can tell you, the prime rib, anything like that, it works phenomenally. And, you know, yeah, it does get hot, but obviously, you know, set it under cabinets or cupboards and, you know, on Formica countertops, we put it on just a glass, you know, cutting board, and that's it. So, yeah, it's 100%. You set it and walk away. That's it.
Now, Nathan, let me ask you, you keep saying the prime rib. Is that the best thing you've had in the rotisserie?
Oh no! I mean, it's all good, but I do a lot of offset smoking, you know, on my deck at home all times of the year, and it comes out, you know, just how you want it, right in the center. Everything is pink, even flavor, even, you know, doneness. It is phenomenal.
Now
I would buy more of them if I could.
When you called that number, when you got the original one in college. All the free stuff you got with it, how much of that free stuff that, you know, and there's more, do you still have today?
Yeah, all of the stuff that came with it. It was like, you know, the steamer on top. There was the only things I hadn't used was the kebabs. They have like these kebab skewers that you can put in the unit. I never used those, but there's a burger, like a square burger rack that you can squeeze burgers into, and it holds them in place and it spins them around, and, you know, everything. I still have them and still use it. We just used it actually 2 days ago to do a chicken, and just took frozen vegetables out of the freezer, put it in the steamer, and everything turned out perfect. I can't complain.
Dude, that is awesome. One last question for you. How's the snow in Forestville?
2 feet, and just broke the snowblower chain, so that's fun.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm glad you took some time to call in, and hope you enjoyed that set it and forget it next time you do it.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, man. It's Nathan in Forestville. He's got two of the set it and forget it. Now, if you're just joining us, yeah, we're having a little fun here on Monday. We're talking about things you've purchased in infomercials that, you know, you saw. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. That's never good. But, you know, these infomercials. As a kid, I'll tell you. Obviously, I didn't call and buy anything, but I would always be watching these infomercials, right? You know, Sunday afternoons, if there's no sports going on, late at night, these infomercials, and they would, I'm telling you, in the first 5 minutes, you would be mesmerized. You'd be hooked to whatever they were selling. And if, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, when these were at a peak, I think, I'll tell you, if I had a job and money 20 years ago, I would probably have a house full of these things because I couldn't turn them off. Again, I'm a media nerd, right? So I'm just taking it all in. But it's not something that, you know, went away in the 90s and early 2000s. Do you realize in 2019, infomercials brought in $250 billion? That's billion with a B, infomercial products. What were you guilty? What are you guilty of purchasing from an infomercial? 803-0930, star 930. Trisha in the city of Tonawanda. Trisha, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm guilty of buying many things off of infomercials and like QVC and the Home Shopping Network. But my favorite ones were the New Wave Oven. I was like fascinated with that infomercial. I ended up buying two of them. Burn them both out. They were really great little ovens. My husband and I bought egglets. We went through two of those as well, and now we've switched over to the copper ones, which are much better. And my latest purchase was actually in the spring. I bought a Snow Joe for like a rock bottom price, and my husband, Bill, laughed at me. He was like, "Why are you buying this in spring?" I said, "You wait and see." Today, he is not laughing because he's outside with it right now, and he loves it.
What is a Snow Joe?
It is a glorified mini snowblower thrower. Looks like a little snowblower on a stick, and it's like no effort. He's having the time of his life out there doing what he used to do in 45 minutes in like 5 minutes.
That's what you just did the infomercial right there.
Yes, I did.
Now, Tricia, let me ask you, the New Wave ovens, you said you got two of them. Did you get a deal? Was it, you know, if you call now, you'll get the second one for free? Did you get anything like that with the New Wave ovens?
No, actually, I bought one alone, the first one I bought. And I was nervous about buying something, you know, from an infomercial. My daughter and I purchased it at probably in the early 2000s, and we loved it. It was great. And I burned it out, so I had to buy another one. I was, like, in a panic. I was like, I have to get another one of these. This thing is awesome. I hate the microwave, so it thawed things out and cooked things in record time. It was great. That's basically what I did. So I bought two, one right after the other.
And the New Wave ovens. Now, so this is the New Wave oven. Is that like an air fryer? What's the New Wave oven? What would you compare that to?
It's actually like a high-speed convection oven type of thing. I think you can do air frying in it now. It wasn't called that back then in the early 2000s. It was more like infrared and convection, I believe.
Yeah, you know, I think I can picture the infomercial now where they, you know, the infrared, right, and they separate that. This is where the work's being done. Something,
I think so.
Something like that. Well, Tricia, enjoy the snow, Joe. I'm glad to hear that's working out for you, and hopefully you get another New Wave oven soon.
Yeah, okay.
Trisha in the city at Tonawanda opens a line for you at 803-0930. The New Wave oven, I had completely forgot about that until she brought it up. But I think that was, you know, they would show, you know, the digital image of the chicken cooking inside. And then, you know, the waves work their way through in record time. And you'll have a juicy meal in 20 minutes. Something like that, you know. And if you call now, we'll waive the shipping and handling. Those are always my favorite, right? You know, the late 90s, early 2000s, you had to get a deal, right? You can't just call and you can't just give me this. I need more. So if you call now, we'll throw in four steak knives. Absolutely no cost to you.
Except for extra shipping and handling.
Right? Those were the ones that always get you on the extra shipping and handling. 803-0930, star 930. Now, Joe in South Buffalo, you bought something from an infomercial.
Yeah, when the Golf Channel originally came out, I bought a FiberSpeed 2000 driver. I play left-handed, right? I used it for about maybe a season, two seasons. My buddy Pete loved it. I couldn't get used to it. It was real whippy. You know, they had this whole, like, video tape that came with it, showed you how to use it. You know, if you hit it just right, it came out perfect. But, I could struggle with my own driver just as easy. And I gave it away to my buddy.
And he loves it. So it worked out for somebody.
He used it for five seasons.
Wow.
So he got an old one.
And it was a golf club infomercial.
Yeah. Yeah. It was one of the original ones on Golf Channel, when Golf Channel originally came out.
Wow. Well, at least someone got some use out of it, Joe. Is that the only thing you've been guilty of buying from TV?
Absolutely. I am not an infomercial guy. I see my mom and her sisters buy the QVC stuff for years. I don't understand it.
So, but that infomercial must have done a really good job because you're not an infomercial guy. So that must have done a really good job selling that golf club.
Well, it was one of those sports lull days, you know, and there was nothing else on.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I know those days too well. Joe, what's the snow situation in South Buffalo?
I'm finally out, thanks to my neighbor with his snowblower.
Oh, good. Well, glad to hear that. So you're ready to go.
Right on.
All right, man. I appreciate it, Joe. Thanks for the call. Joe in South Buffalo opens a line for you. See, that's when you know. I got to see this infomercial now that Joe in South Buffalo watched to get that golf club. Because he's not, you know, he's the exact opposite of Tricia, who, you know, has gotten a few things on infomercials. Joe's like, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not buying stuff from infomercial. But this golf club, it sold him. So I'd like to watch that one. That's the one where you got to get some hints. How do you get these people that don't usually watch infomercials to stay and then actually buy it? And it's good. Hey, he got two seasons out of it. His buddy got five. That's seven seasons out of this golf club off an infomercial. That's not pretty bad. It's not bad at all if you ask me. 803-0930, star 930. What did you buy from an infomercial? 2019, infomercials brought in $250 billion. You know you're guilty. You know what you've bought. Give us a call. Let us know what it was like. 803-0930. This person, now this wasn't an infomercial, but I think we all got these in the mail. My parents used to get these in the mail for cassette tapes. This person says, I used to get CDs for a penny, just pay shipping. It was an addictive buying ad, and I think I got more money's worth, but it was meant to make you spend lots of money on CDs. And I remember in the mid-90s, my parents would get these flyers from Columbia House, right? And the point was, you can get 12 cassettes for a penny, but you have to agree to buy so many at full price within a year. It was something like that. And I used to look through that, and you know, it would be this little flyer. And you'd have little stickers, and you could put which ones you wanted on, fill out the thing, and send it in. I can't remember if my parents actually ever sent those in or just always got those flyers. But I remember I used to have fun with them, right? You know, I'm, you know, 6, 7 years old, and there's this Columbia House thing, and I'm just getting the stickers, and I'm, you know, putting them all over the place. I don't know if they actually ever used that, if they ever got the 12 for a penny. But I remember those things were constantly coming in the mail, right? That and the things that would you could order checks when people used checks back in the day. You know, hey, spice up your checks with this New York Mets, you know, something like that. But the cassette thing looked kind of like the check flyer, right? But it was stickers, and you would put them in the ones you wanted to order. You would fill it out, and then you had a sign that you agreed to buy so many at full price before the year is over. Back when cassettes and CDs were all the rage. 803-0930, star 930, Daryl in Cheektowaga. Daryl, what infomercial got you purchasing?
All right, yeah, Beamer, yeah. I ordered that Gotham cookware, and it's the state of the art. It's copper. Nothing sticks to it. You don't need no butter, margarine, or Pam, or anything like that. It just slides right off.
So it's as good as advertised?
I ordered it. I don't know how good it's going to be.
Okay. So you ordered that off an infomercial, and you'll have to give us the update, Daryl. Now, you also got an oven off an infomercial?
That I'm debating on, because that's another $200. Emerald, you know that famous cook in New York City?
Yeah, oh, I know the paid program. I know the infomercial you're talking about.
And it looks really cool. And then he's got an indoor grill. You know, you don't have to go outside if the weather's bad.
Yeah, I'll tell you, here in Buffalo, we could probably use an indoor grill on top of our outdoor grill, right?
That's correct. It's the right size for an apartment.
That's right, Daryl, that's right. Hey, I'll tell you this about Emeril. When I worked retail, he had a cook set that we sold, and it was very popular. So I don't know about this other thing, but...
Makes me hungry every time I watch him.
Oh, that's another thing about the set it and forget it. When I was a kid, I would always be starving for this delicious stuff they're cooking in the rotisserie, and then, you know, I'd go to the pantry and start eating Triscuits.
Oh, really?
Daryl, thanks for the call, man. Let me know how that turns out. Daryl in Cheektowaga opens the line for you at 803-0930. What infomercial got you to pick up that phone and call right now? Because if you call now, we'll throw in this as well. 803-0930, star 930. Hoping to talk to you at the other end of this break on WBEN.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.